Okay, today's daf is learning is Mem Aleph, and we continue from our stories of Kishuf, really. So next case, Dalma, we've got an incident. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabban Gamliel, Salkun the Roman, they had to go to Rome, and they went to Rome. Alun lechad atar. But by the way, the many stories where they had to go to Rome to sort of speak on behalf of the Jews and things like that. They went to Rome. However, when they got as they were there, Alun lechad atar, they came to one place, Ve'eshkun meinuka. They saw some children, Avdiv Gavshushin, that were baking like these piles of earth. But I mean, Hachim, this is what the people of Eretz Israel do. I mean, the Amrin, Hahen Truma, the En Maaser, they were sort of playing out what the, if you like, the Jews do, which is separating Truma Samasra. So Zerah, Amrin, Mistavre, did Yehuda, oh, clearly in this region there must be Jews. Anu went one place for Akul and Bechad, and they were accepted. Kiyafu when they came to sit down, have a cold tapshid, have a little Kamehu, and every dish that was brought out. They would take that dish first to a side room of some sort and then present it to them. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been presented to the guests. Because, you know, they thought once again, maybe the reason why the food went to this other room because it was presented in front of some sort of idol or part of idol worship, and therefore were not allowed to eat from this food at all. They had a chashash. It's like it's kind of zivchametin. So Amrin Lei, they said to the host, Ma iskecha, what are you doing to call tavshin dat meiti kominun? Every bit of food you bring to us, in late mayala kituna, unless you take it to this side room late on meiti kominun, unless you bring it, unless it's brought to this side room, you won't first, you won't bring it before, you won't serve us. Amrin Lei, no, chad abba gavar sav. There's one old man there. Italy, v'gazar nafshe, he made a gzer on himself. The Lord nifik min hada kiton. He won't leave that room. Klum adi chamun lechachma Israel. It wasn't a v'gazar. They served this other individual that took upon himself some sort of gzer. They will not leave this room until he sees a chachma Israel. So Amrin lei, oh, time to come out. V'amulei, so all go there. V'amulei and tell him, pokacha, come out because legabeyon to us dinon hacha, because your chachma Israel have arrived. So Gabon, they went to him, Amrin Lei, they said to him, Mai iskecha. Like, what's the story? Why are you not leaving the room? Amar Lei, Salun Albari, I'm davening for my son Delon Molid, that he hasn't had a child. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, okay, Mai Shu ben Chananya, Chami Ma Adat. Go and see if there's been something happened to this person such that that's some sort of witchcraft or something. Again, this is another case with Yeshua ben Chananya. So Amar Lun, he said to them, Aitun Zerek Dikitan, bring me some flaxseed. The Aitun Lei Zera Dikitan, they brought him the flaxseed. It Chamu Lei Zera, he made it appear or appeared as if the Zari planted it on this Tavla. It Chamu appeared as if it was Marabetz took root. It Chamu the Salka looked like it was growing this flaxseed. It Chamu Mitlashbe, and it looked like it was harvested. Ad asik chad ita bekli chalita desare. That until this woman seemed to appear that had this braided hair, and she was the person who put this witchcraft on that prevented this person from having any children. So Amarla, he said to her, Shari mai da avditan, undo your kishuf. Amarla said, Leinan sharia. I won't do it. So Amalei, to law ken anam mefarsam lech. If you don't do that, I'll expose you. Okay? Not sure what the threat was, but it seemed to be enough of a threat. This says, Amalei, granted, lei ananecho akante inum mitaklin v'yamad, because of the kesher, the whatever she used to make this knot that she used to instill this witchcraft, she threw to the ocean, so therefore she would need to retrieve it in order to undo it, and therefore it's out of her control, she said. The gods of Rabbi Yeshua al Sari de Yama upalton. So Rabbi Yeshua went to the Sar of Shel Yam, this over the ocean, the Sar, this ministering angel, if you like, over the ocean, and he gave it up. But Saloni daven Allah v'zachon mikama Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzaira, and he daven, and what came out of this person? What child was born? It was none other than Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzaira. So Amun illallah alinu had we not come to El Lamid Tzadika Zed Dayenu, had we not come to Rome, sorry, just for this one task. To bring to the world this tzaddik, that would have been sufficient. Okay, next, Amir Shu ben Chananya, more stories regarding him. Yachil Aneth Nasif, I was able to take a carrion of avtichin, so pumpkins and melons, the avdin and from it create a yalin tavin, I could create rams, and the and deers. V'haydun avin ayilin v'tavin. They'll have offspring as well. Now the chiddush of that is because the fact that they would be able to create these creatures that would have their own creatures means it was mamash kishuv, as opposed to some illusion. Okay, so he was able to, he was skilled in that way. So Amrav Yanai Mahalach Havina Bahadi Israta. I was walking in a particular distance for V'chazi chad mina. I saw one mina. Nasiv tsarir. He took some, sounds like some rock or something. But Sarach Zarak Leil Rome. He threw it up in the air. But Nachid, Nachid. And when it landed, it turned into a calf. Wow. But lo ken Amar Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. What are you talking about? How's that possible? Imit kasi and hen kol baye olam. If you got them all together. They wouldn't be able to even create, mamash create, yitosh echad, one fly, if you like, v'zarek b'neshama, and give it life. So how is it possible this person threw this clod of earth or rock and threw it up and created, if you like, it appeared at least, he created a egel, if they can't even create a fly. So neymar lo nasve hava minaya. You're going to say that he didn't take it. Tzorov v'zarke l'rom, he threw it up a nachid v'tabe be'egel. He saw it. What are you talking about? Elano l'saria krava ganav le'egel min b'kurta v'aitile. What happened was he didn't actually create it. What he did is he somehow conjured, if you like, this sar, some sort of sar, who end up seizing and taking a pre-existing egel from a herd another location and placed it there. That's exactly what happened. Not that this min ended up with his kishuv creating anything. Samrat Chanina Bar Chananya. Metal Avina Be'ilin Gufta, some sort of either rocky area. This is a different explanation exactly what that gufta is. So, brain, nonetheless, V'chamit Chad Minai, he saw one in Nasiv Chad Gugalti, took a skull, the Zakarlo threw it up to the sky, V'Havi Nachid, and turned into an egel. Aitin for Amr Abba. He came home to his father, says Amr, and he told him the story. Amr Lee, he said to him, In Achli Minai Maisuhu, if he would eat from this egel, you could shech the eat from it, then actually he didn't pop a Maisa Kishuv. V life not, and all he used was Achizat in Naimhu. Achizat Naim, we said, is magic, but it's more like use some sort of illusion. Let's call it that. Okay? So Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, Shlosh Me'ot Parshiot Haya Rebbe Eliezer, Doresh Beparshat Machshefa. That Rebbe Eliezer was Doresh 300 different, if you like, halachas. Now, Shlosh Me'ot, 300, is always a Lashon Guzma. You always find that in Mishnahs and the like. Umikilam, but from them, lo shamati, the only halacha I heard from him is Shnei Dvarim, which is what we learned in our Mishnah, which is Shnei Noktim Kishuim. Two people can be, if you like, do some sort of activity such that you can pick these cucumbers. Echad, one can do it and it'll be Patur, v'chad v'chayav. So I will say Maisa, if he does Mamasha Maisa Kishuv, that'd be Chayav. If someone used some sort of illusion or we said it like what we call magic, then that would be patur. Amar Rav Drusa, 900 parshiot ayu. There were 300. There were 900. 300 the chiyuv. 300 would be case where someone was chayev as a chayev mita. 300 would be patur. The shemot the chiyuv shu patur. The chiyuv shu patur means it's like patur avalasur. So there's like a range, if you like, in terms of what's a magic cool, let's put it in the broader family, is considered mamash kishuv chayev. What's considered patur avalasur and what is considered, well, the question here, patur means seems to be mutar. Okay, with that, it's Tanrach Perek Abramitot, Tanrach Perek Abamitot, Tanrach Perek Abamitot. Fine. That's Kishuv behind us. Let's now move on to learn about the Ben Sorer Umoreh. Ben Sorer Umoreh is this, always translated as the wayward son. So what is that? Meimatan, where he is doing a particular activity, which we'll learn, and the parents bring him to Beit Din, and they end up killing him due to this activity. So let's understand. Meimatan Sorer. So first thing to understand is what? How old is this Ben Sorer or Moreh? That's the first thing we need to establish. That is Mishavi Sarot. That's referring to a child who is from beginnings of his maturity or puberty, which is two Sarot until Yakif Sakanatachton, until his lower beard, speaking in the Lashonaki, is completely full. So all the hairs are developed in that region. So Avaloilo, I'm not talking about beard, facial hair. Because again, the Chachamim were using Lashon Naki to say Zakana Tachton. We're not talking about literally a beard, but rather the maturing area down below. So Shneamar Kiel Ish Ben. So the fact that the Torah says when a man has a son, that's when Ben Sorer Umoreh. Well, it's a Ben means not a bat, so it's specifically a boy. Ben specifically Bodo Ish, and it can't be a Katan because a Katan Patur Shelo Bel Kol HaMitzvot. So we're talking about this interesting region between about 13 and 13 and a half. So let's have a look. Gemara says, Ben Sorel Moreh. So really from today's source actually covers the conduct on, but I use 13 and a half to for simplicity. Okay, Ben Sorel Moreh. Reb Zir Ravavau Reb Yosef ben Chanina b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish. K'tiv v'chi yazid ish al re'eu lahor go b'horma. Now yazid ish, interestingly, what we're trying to understand is when is a boy considered an ish? So it looks at the lashon of someone yazid is like deliberately tries to kill an individual. That's what Pastor is talking about. But the lashon of yazid is so that medayik on ki yazidish. So me'ematayu nasa ish. When does someone become an ish? Meshe yazid. Now what's that lashon of yazid? If you look at the korban ha'eda, he says mide'afkeb lashon mezid v'lo ketiv v'chi yarshia ish. Specifically use the word mezid and not when a man conspires to do evil or something. Le'me'emad derushbe nami hay mezid. That you can learn from it, mezid is like a lashon of mevashel, being cooked. Me'emanai nase ish mishit bashel, when it's the zera of, like his zera has mitbashel, like matured enough, v'ra'ui lazria, such to be able to have children. Umafarish yazid lashon, what I know yazid is like lashon of mevushal or mevashel, because Yaakov, what did he do? He said v'yazed, Yaakov nazid, that's a lashon of bishul. He cooked the lentils. Okay, so the Gemara says, the kaf is always referred to the sort of the area just above the private area region down below that sort of sticks out. And mitpashet is to spread out. So what's that referring to? If you look at the Korbanator says, he says, makom tafuach yesh lamala mal tamakom. There's a like a puffed out region below, just above the region of private parts. Once he gets old, once a child matures, v'olech losa v'olech los hasarot niret. That's when hairs start appearing there. And then it darkens. So it's as that area is darkening, meaning mashal b'shel keder zera b'mifnim. So like the mashal is if I've got a pot and I'm cooking the zera, the seeds inside it, the pot turns black on the outside. That's kind of like the mashal. So Amr Rav Zira, so that's how we know what ish is. Ish is when it starts maturing in that way. However, Rav Zira Tani, Amr Rav Zira Tani, Rav Shila Barbine, ki yele ish ben. Now, what does it mean ki yele ish ben? Interesting lashon. Lo shi ha ben av. It's important that the ben Saramra has to still be a ben and not be an av. He can't be a father yet because ish ben specifically. So mekevan shehu ra'ui lavo ala isha ula ovra hay dile av. In other words, once he gets to velo ben, v'amator ben velo av. In other words, from the age of mamash, when he's early maturity, that's when he's ra'ut lazuri, as we said. But importantly, the minimum pregnancy is 7 months. This is where the Korban explains it. He says, I'll read inside, velo misha nolad lo ben kememayet. In other words, it's kilish ben is coming to ma'et, a person who had a child or potentially could have had a child. In other words, he becomes an ish. Let's say immediately has a relationship and makes her pregnant. He would not become an av until at least 6 months has passed. Because between 7th or 9 months, that's when a child could be born. So therefore, we're talking about in the region where he cannot yet become an av. So therefore, it's at 6 months after the Shtei Sarot. That's how we're working it out. Okay, I just said the rest of the Korban outside. Okay, as we said, the whole duration where a child can be a ben tzoreh is 6 months alone. So Rabbi Yosef, calling me laya lo mistarvim delo chalifun. All the things I'm going to mention to you here seems to be one would assume the opposite, but the halacha is not that way. Tani tada lachashu ken. For example, misha mi aya bedin shiuchayav. Who would you think in the case of Ben Tzoreh Moreh, if you're going to pick of the two following, would be more likely to say we have to treat harshly? Ha ben or bat, the boy or the girl? Havi omer, I would think the bat. Because, why the bat? Because the concern is when it comes to a bat, she'll be, if talking about the Ben Tzoreh missing on the Parashat Drachim, going on the crossroads, they were concerned that she'll become a zona or something like that, and she will cause, and she'll end up. Why, in other words, why is that? Because she needs the money to satisfy the basar and yain that we'll learn about the Ben Tzoreh Moreh. And it's going to machshil all these other people. Because if you remember, just to I'll give you a bit more background, we'll learn in the next Mishnah is the case of Ben Sarai Moreh is he's end up stealing, specifically from his parents, as we'll learn soon, money because he's eating this tarchima basar and a certain amount of meat and wine. And this becomes somewhat addictive, and we're concerned that in order to satisfy this habit of his, he'll continue stealing, and when he exhausts the funds, he'll end up killing other people. Okay. However, the concern, what the Gemara is saying, if you have a girl in that situation, you think that's more reason to kill her because she has other means other than killing people to get the money. She'll turn herself into a zayna in order to get money for this. And she's going to machshil so many more other people, there's more of a reason. But unless the Torah says, no, only a ben and no bat. Next. Upatra Torah et abat v'chayvat a ben, as we said. Umiyaya bin shiaya chayav katon agadol. Who's more likely to say you have to make someone chayav mita? The older the person, not the younger. But the Torah nonetheless says it's specifically referring to this Ben Sarai Moreh, this 13-year-old. Who would you think is more likely to be chayiv? Again, we haven't learned this drash yet. We will learn about it. That it's someone who steals specifically from his parents or someone who steals from other people. You think, oh, we've mechayiv someone stealing from all bunches of people. Nonetheless, it says, the Torah, the Chayiv, someone who steals money from their parents. This teaches you that this whole thing of Ben Sura Moreh is not necessarily a rational, logical thing. Rather, it is a Gzerat HaMelech. This is something Kadosh Baruch Hu has instituted in this particular situation specifically. Because it seems like, if you like, defy what we would logically think would be. It goes against logic. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Fine. Again, some of those details that we mentioned in the Chaklavatari Atari just now, we'll see as we go along. Let's continue. When is he considered chayav? That is when he is Haitalki. That's when he has this Chatzimaneh, tartima basar, and yishteh, and he takes a and he drinks some a log chatzilog wine, Italian wine, good wine. Okay, mishubach it says, mishichabatre, it's somewhat addictive to drink. So Rabbi Yossi says actually double the volume. That's maneh basar v'log yain. Okay. However, achal b'chabrot mitzvah, achal b'ibur chodesh, achal b'maaseh sheni b'Yerushalayim. If, however, he ate in the context of a mitzvah. For example, a fakasium or for a part of Yibur HaChodesh or Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, these are all mitzvot. The understanding is here, according to the Maharashim here, however, I think the Gemara is going to explain it differently. The Yerushalmi, the Korban Eda, Pnei Moshe says these things, since in the context of a mitzvah, it's not matmshich, it's not mimshach, it doesn't pull him along, it's not so addictive. But I think the Yerushalmi actually explains it a bit differently. However, achal nevelot trefot shkatzim ramasim, what if he eats non-kosher things? Then, achal davar shu mitzvah v'davar shu aveira. Mitzvah and aveira is coming to add extra things. Mitzvah, for example, mitzvah d'rabbanan, for example, tanchumi abelin. Or, by the way, the first one, chavarot mitzvah, was koanim eating korbanot. My mistake. I said siyum, but it's more like a, to correct that, it's more like a mamasha eating koanim korbanot, whereas d'rabbanan would be tanchumi abelin. Or davar shu aveira, this new includes something mid'rabbanan, for example, he eats on a tanit sibur. Then also he would not become a Ben Sura Moreh. We'll discuss that later when we get to the Gemara. Okay. Achal, what happens? Achal kol masha achal v'lo achal basar shata mashkeh v'lo shata yain. He could have all manners of food and all manners of drink, but he doesn't have this basar and yain. In Rosh Ben Sura, he would not become a Ben Sura Moreh. Why? Actually, achal and said this basar v'shta yain shnemar zolel v'sover. The description of the Torah is that this ben sorer moreh is zolel v'sover. Now, zolel v'sover, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, afal pisha en raida v'ad. This is talking about, even though that's not, we don't have a strong solid proof that first the meat and wine, there's a hint towards it, which is zechel adavar altias b'sover yain b'zolel basar. So you see, the lashon of sover refers to wine in that pasuk. And Zolel is referring to meat. Okay, next, let's continue. Mei matayu chayav, Amar Rabbi Yossi, tartimar. What's a tartimar basar? That's a chatzi liter with a chatzi maneh weight. Okay, let's continue. Eino chayav achil chal mehuv hav. Normally when it's like scorched by fire. But the way the Korban Eda explains it, he says, it's kind of basha v'lo basha. We'd say, when you learned, if you learned this back in Bavli, that's kemachal ben drosai. So very lightly cooked. Well, it's third cooked, I think it is in the Bavli, because achal chai, if you ate it raw, this basar, then it's considered a like a kelev, like a dog. It's not like a, and achal mevushal, then it's barnash. So Korban says achal lechalak lev v'lo mechayev v'lo mekimachilat adam ela haochel mevushal. Okay, so it has to be this zolol v'sover. I think his way he's understanding it is that it has to be like this somewhat mehuvav. Can't be like an animal eats it. And it can't be, it says, I'll show you the actually Pnei Moshe. He says, Bar Nashu, Klomal, Ze Derech Machal Shbene Adam. The Anu Ba'inan, we need the way of Ganavim Vegazlanim Ochlim. We need the way of how thieves would eat Hilkach Muvushal if it's properly cooked with plenty of time, which is not like, then it would be Patul. That's Pnei Moshe aligning very closely with the Bavli of if it's Muvushal Kamachal Ben Drusai specifically. Ben Drusai was that famous thing. Okay, achul hasokin mahu. What if he ate leketz from the animal, but he ate from the cartilage or gidim arachim or the soft tendons? So it says mahim. What's a din? Is that considered having this basar? So Rabbi Yochanan amar nimnin aleihem. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar einnim aleihem. Now this is actually refers to now the eating part of the korban pesach. So. Nimnen aleihem means you need to have, in order for Korban Pesach, to have people on the Korban Pesach, it has to be a kazayit worth of meat for everybody. You can have part of Korban Pesach. There's not enough, you can't add more people to Korban Pesach. So nimnen aleihem means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to this cartilage of these soft tendons, you can they're considered, if you like, basar of the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon like says, ain nimnen aleihem. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, v'shem Reb Zeira, ipalgam Rabbi Yochanan v'reshim and Lakish, we find another machloket where it seems to be, you'll see in a moment, the positions are reversed. Taman elu sh'orotayem kibsiram. There's a list of certain, shiratzim, I think it is, or sorry, not shiratzim, other creatures, where the or is treated, the leather or the hide is like treated like their flesh. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the diuk there is that, so just the list to show the Korban Eda, Matem Kibsaram, or Adam, that's a human beings, or a Chazir, which is the hide or the skin of a pig, Shel Yishuv, and or a Rosh El Egel Arach. So these are considered soft enough that they're considered like the Basar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Or ze lo shanu ela le isur ulatuma. Isur meaning not allowed to eat it. Tuma means it's Matamer Kebasar. So just as the meat, depending on the type of tuma we're talking about, whether it's a Chazir, or a human being, we treat it like the flesh that it transfers to me in that way. Halil kot, but to give malchus on it, lo. So Korban says, you don't give malchus b'shum achila, if someone ate the or shel egel rach a nevela, of the softer skin of the egel, egel nevela, so a calf that is just dropped dead. You don't get malchus, why? Lefisha sofolak shot in duno kabasa. Because it's eventually going to harden, therefore it doesn't have the din of meat. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, however, Rabbi Shimon Malachi says, Mishnah Tmima Shana, no, it's a full Mishnah, Rabbi. In other words, there's no distinction. Bein le'isur, bein le'kod, bein le'tumah, it's mamash considered like basa. So what's interesting here, we're saying that if we go back, Rabbi Shimon Malachi says, when it comes to things like the cartilage and the tendons and the like, they're not considered basa. Ein melam korban pesach. When it comes to the or, it is considered like basar. So machlavshid the Rabbi Shimon Malakish, what are you talking about? Tamon of ala basar, they treat like basar, the ko, ava, lo, avad kabasar. But in our case, he says, ein nimnaleim. When it comes to cartilage and the like, you cannot nimnaleim. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda and Pazishni, it's a difference. Taman shu, or v'sofa lakshot. He says, no, or is different to these tendons and this soft cartilage, if you like, because this or is eventually going to harden, like we explained. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? If it's saying that or is more likely, it's going to harden, it's more likely not to be considered like meat. In the case of the skin, that it's eventually going to harden, whoever he treats it nonetheless like basar to isur associated with it. Can't you ain't so like short in our case, where these tendons and this cartilage is not going to harden. Kavachomer should be considered meat. So then, why in the case of the Korban Pesach, ein nimna meleihem, according to Shitat Rabbi Shimon Lakish? Samra Avahu, he says, Taima, change the gears here, to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, because this is Vachlu et Abasar, specifically by Korban Pesach. which is acholat basar, and lo et agidim. So the basar, that which is flesh, and not the gidim. It's coming to exclude other non-flesh parts of the korban pesach. Okay, next. Achab achubat mitzvah achab ibuchadosh achab masa shei bishulayim. So why is it that if a Ben Tzoramah eats this tatima basar and this chatzilog yain as part of us, this surat mitzvah, chubarat mitzvah? Again, chubarat mitzvah we're talking about Max Kohanim and Korban. In Brach Chodesh, who said to the Kiddush that adding extra month. Oh, Kiddush Chodesh is today, but part of the surah there. Achlu, achal, I can't remember which of the two it is, so we'll have to correct it later. Achal masa shein Yerushalayim, because ve'yisru oto ve'en, this is the pasuk, it says, Kielish ben Tzoramah mora eino shomeh b'koleinu. It says b'kol aviv b'kol imo. Ve'esru oto, and they, you'll learn later on, they give him Malchus first before immediately to say killing him. V'lo yishma aleihem, and didn't listen to them. And it says ve'esru oto ve'eino shomeh b'kolam. It says, it doesn't say b'kolam. I'll show you here. And here it says v'lo yishma b'kolam. Hachi b'rashu du midloti v'lo yishma b'kolam. It didn't say b'kolam. Du mia dereisha. Because in the beginning it says b'kol aviv b'kol imo, and it should say v'lo yishma b'kolam. Why does it say aleihem? D'chtiv einenu shomea b'kol aviv. D'chtiv lo yishma aleihem. L'lamed shelo yeh b'davar shmia l'makom shegam hu nikra aviv. That the it's coming to include that he didn't also listen to lo shama, not just to aviv meaning his father, but aviv b'shamayim. That's the change in lashon to include that. So in other words, we have to have this Ben Tzoramah Moreh that's not listening to not just his parents, also Hashem. And therefore, in this situation, what we find is that since he was part of the well, this Surah Mitzvah, he was Shomer Al Aviv. So we've got a miut from the pasuk specifically talk about certain achilot that are a mitzvah. Since it's Shomer Al Aviv Shebashamayim, since it's Lishu Hashem, therefore it's not considered. He won't be considered Ben Tzoramah Moreh. Which is different, as I said, I think the Rosh Hashanah is playing differently like the Mefarshim and the Mishnah. It's not that it's this sort of mitzvot of things that he's not going to be mimshach, it's not going to be a dick, it's not going to drag, be chapped along with it, but rather because we've got a special meaning in the Torah that anything is, if they're eating in the context of a mitzvah, that person cannot become a ben, sorer, or more. Okay, I said that. Have a good day.